Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17, we continue, right? Oh Lord. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. The Lord is with us. I say the Lord is with us. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. The man Moses says, unless your presence goes with us, we're going nowhere. When I'm looking now, I'm seeing like a misty, you know, in this church today. I'm seeing it's like misty. Started when I was prophesying. It says, the Lord, if your presence does not go with us, we are not going anywhere. This is why you hear the Lord says, do not fear or be dismayed tomorrow. Go out against them, for the Lord is with you. I will be with you. That means I'll go with you. I'll go with you. May the Lord be with you wherever you are. May the Lord go with you wherever you go. May the Lord be with you wherever you are. May the Lord go with you wherever you go. And Jehoshaphat, he bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. With voices what?
Loud.
With voices what?
Loud.
With voices what?
Loud and high.
Not the thing that we do, some of us, when instead of singing, we are mumbling. Instead of singing, we are humming. There's no power in that. We don't see power in that. Loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat, he stood before the people, before the army actually, and he said to them, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Now, here's something. So the king or the commander of the army would stood before the army and give a charge. Right? You've seen these things in these war movies, historical movies. So this is the king standing before they go to battle, before they go to war, because the Lord had given them an instruction to march, to go out against them, and the Lord promised them that he would be with them. So this is an interesting charge that the king, as the commander, the chief commander of the army, is giving to the army. Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. This is supposed to be a battle charge. This is supposed to be a battle. This is Jehoshaphat's battle charge. His army divisions, his army regiments, the first was 300,000 men. The second was 200,000 men. The third was 180,000 men. The least of his army regiments was 100,000 men. Do the math and put them together. Now, this is the chief speaking. And everyone has pricked their ears to hear what the chief has got to say. Tonight, our chief, who is the Holy Spirit, who is our chief commander, this is what he's saying. As we go out into the battle that is told us is not ours. The battle that is told us that we would not need to fight, and yet he says we must go out. Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Hear me, O Kingdom of Sons Ministries. Hear me, you people of God. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Now, this is Jehoshaphat's war strategy. This is his strategy. This man is no novice. He's not an amateur. This is a man, as I told you, his divisions, great, mighty armies. Glory to God. Now, he appoints those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise to the Lord. So the praisers and the singers, but not only that. And then he put them ahead of the army. So they go before the armies following them. This is his strategy. Put the singers and the praisers. Put them in the front. Let them lead the charge. Let them lead the war. Those who are carrying weapons, let them follow those who have no physical weapons. These ones are having spiritual weapons. These ones, the singers and the praisers. For he tells you, he says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should sing. How many of us know that our victory is in our singing? Our victory is in praising God. Our victory is in seeing God in every situation. Our victory is to be lost in the beauty of his holiness. In the beauty of his holiness. Oh, hallelujah. He appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. Now, as they went out before the army, not after, before the army. They were in front of the army. The singers and the praisers were leading the army. Every and any spiritual war requires spiritual weapons. Any and every spiritual war. At least we know that we are engaged in a spiritual war, because we are not battling against flesh and blood. So our spiritual war can only be engaged and won with spiritual weapons of warfare. Now, it shows you this was a spiritual war. Am I talking to somebody? And they were saying as they went, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, and his mercy endures forever. Now we are going against people who are fully armed physically. And your war song is praise the Lord, for his mercy endures. That's your war song. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. That's your war song. When people are paying for your blood, they are saying all sort of things. Hey, and yet you are saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And you are charging forward. You are going forward. You are not going backward. Oh my goodness. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. Aniyekele abantu, leave people alone. True victory is in the spirit, because the true war is in the spirit. The true offer is in the spirit. Therefore, true victory is in the spirit. Verse 22 is going to bless you out of your socks, out of your stockings. It's going to bless you out of your mask. I don't know what else. And this is a good lesson to some of you. When we sing to the Lord, you are quiet. Now, when they began to sing and to praise. No, not before. Now, when they began to do it. Not before. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes.
As they began to sing and to praise. I say, as they began to sing and to praise. Here you are faced with a situation. You are singing and praising. Here you are faced with a difficulty. You are singing and you are praising. Here there is something that is supposed to give you sleepless nights. But you are playing worship music. We are playing praise music throughout the night, throughout the day. What is this? What is this?
Weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. This is what we call spiritual weapon, this one. This is a spiritual weapon, this one. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Remember, the Lord said you would not have need to fight. But he says, go out. But the Lord needed them to be there, because as they began to sing and to praise the Lord, he sprang into action. There's a song that we sing here, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. A closed mouth is a closed miracle. As they began to sing and to praise, he, Jehovah, sprang, because he inhabits. What is there for God to inhabit? Because you've got nothing to say. Your mouth is shut. Your mouth is closed. He inhabits the praises of his children. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes. No. Not fighting with people. Not fighting with words. Verbal warfare. Singing and praising. This fighting with people won't help you. This verbal warfare that you're engaging, exchanging very nasty words, right? Texting, exchanging texts and voice notes, you are only defeating yourself. You'll never see God fight for you like that. He said to you, stand still, shut up, keep quiet. Your duty is to worship him. Jehoshaphat and the people, they went, they bowed down before God. They touched the ground with their faces and they worshipped him. And when he was done, he consulted the people and he began to appoint singers and praisers. Singers and praisers. Tell another, say, the Lord is talking already to you. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. They turned against each other. There was Moab, there was Ammon, there was Seir. Three of them. Now Ammon and Moab, they turned against Seir. And listen what he says. Listen what he says. To utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Ammon and Moab, they are killing Seir. After they kill Seir, now they help to destroy one another, to finish one another. What happened? The people were singing and they were praising. They were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. The word of the Lord says, as they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes. Oh my goodness. Oh, Church of Jesus Christ, in the city of Johannesburg. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude. They looked, they were expecting to see multitude. They looked. I guess some of them, their hearts were in their throats to say, this is a live or die situation. They expected to see. They looked. Right? And there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. They were shocked. They were shocked. They came for it to see a living army. The living army of Moab, the living army of Ammon, the living army of Seir. The only thing they saw, a dead army, an army of dead bodies. That's the only army they saw. Army of dead bodies. They did not even need to lift a finger. Not even a single one of them needed to lift a finger. You shall not fight. The battle is not yours. It is God's. And He will fight for you. And He will fight for you. You only need to do what God tells you to do. I say you only need to do what God tells you to do. You will not fight. It's not your fight. There they were, their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil. This is what God says, come. This is the reason why God said they must come. Remember, says you don't need to fight, but go against them. Now, that defeats logic. Go and do what? Now, this is the reason why He told them to come. The real reason why God told them to show up. Every time when the Lord gives an instruction, the only reason for that instruction is to give you success, it is to prosper you, it is to give you victory. But you have to follow that instruction. I say you have to follow that instruction. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies. Dead bodies don't fight. You don't have an enemy to fight. Dead bodies don't fight. You do not have an enemy to fight. You don't have Satan to fight for you to have your things. You only have a God to praise. You only have a God to worship. You only have a God to sing to. It is that God who fights for you. You don't have a war to fight. No, come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. Tell them, I don't have a war to fight. I only have a God to praise. I only have a God to worship. I only have a God to sing to. That's all. You don't have a war, church. No, I'm fighting. My brother, my sister, I'm in a serious spiritual warfare. There's nothing like that. No wonder you've got no victories. You're fighting a battle that is not yours. Our chief commander is Jesus Christ. He's the one who leads us out in battle. You're going to see Jesus in this scripture. You'll see Jesus in Chronicles just now. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves. I mean, they are dead, you just take for yourself. Like, hey, you, turn around, maybe you hit something behind you. God has killed them for you. Hallelujah. Which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. It was so abundant they could not carry it away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. 3 days, not fighting. 3 days taking. Not fighting. 3 days. You are sweating, not because you are fighting. You are sweating because of the blessings. You see, that's the only sweat God allows. Because of the multitude, because of the abundance of the blessings, then you are sweating. Why are you sweating? No. The blessings are too much. I need people to help me to carry this. It is not to sweat because you're working hard. Not to sweat because you're fighting. No. I'm sweating because this is too much. This is too much. When God blesses your business, the business is too much. Like, why? What's wrong with you? The business is just too much. It is growing beyond me. You know what I'm saying? So why are you not sleeping these days? The business is growing beyond me. Right? Pastor, you look like you are concerned. Yeah, the people at the church, there are too many. I don't know where to put them.
Glory. Why do you look agitated?
My transport business, my vehicles are too many. I don't know. I've got no parking space. I don't know where to park these vehicles, and I keep getting more. I'm prophesying, by the way.
And don't remember, there shall be a restoration. Don't forget, there shall be a restoration of everything that you have lost. And the Lord, on top of it, is going to give you an abundance.
On top of the restoration, there shall be abundance. Brother Keza, there shall be restoration. On top of the restoration, sir, there shall be abundance. Brother Keza Maswanganyi, there shall be an abundance such that you have never seen in your life before. Brother Keza Maswanganyi, not only shall you sell property, you shall have property. More than you can handle, more than you can ever imagine. This is the word of God, sir. And I say, like I said yesterday, if it does not come to pass, Keza Maswanganyi, God has not spoken by me.
He'll have properties. Not only will he sell property. Now he's selling property. No. Not only will he sell. His company is to sell property. He sells property. But God says he will have. Beyond his imagination.
I said beyond his imagination. I'll tell you a secret after this meeting, something just between me and you. Hallelujah. Yes, just pray I remember. Now remember, they spent 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka. I'm going to pray for you tonight. And you will testify. February, March, April. Awesome season for you. February, March, April. Her job is to sing, to praise, to worship, because these are her months where she'll only be testifying. I say these are her months where she will only be testifying. Verse number 26. And on the fourth day, the miracle of the fourth day. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Beraka until this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them. Now that's the picture of Jesus Christ leading the church. Okay, let me continue. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. This is the picture of Jesus leading the church. Can you see that? With joy. Because God has given victory. Jesus is our victorious captain. He's our victorious chief commander. That's why we already are victorious. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy. Number one, for the Lord had made them rejoice over the enemies. Number two, joy and victory. Jesus Christ is leading us in joy and victory. I say Jesus Christ is leading us in joy and victory. Not in defeat. Listen, joy and victory, victory that we never fought for. Victory that was won by the Lord for us. This victory has already been won. The Lord is talking. I say the Lord is talking. Bless your soul, those who have believing hearts and those who have spiritually hearing hearts. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments. You see verse number 28 again. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord to rejoice. We are trusting the band will do this tonight. Just one song. With stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And obviously the people were doing what? Singing loud and high. And the fear of the Lord was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. It is the Lord who fights our enemies. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Put your name there. Then the realm of Kaya Masango was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Put your name. 1, 2, 3, go. One, two, three, again. Put your best name this time. Put your best name if you have a best name. 1, 2, 3, go. Let's clap hands. You just prophesied to yourself. You just prophesied over your own life. You just prophesied over your own life.